King Peggy, page 35.
Peggy Bartels is asleep in her apartment near Washington, D.C. It is 4 a.m. The telephone rings. The caller is a relative from Otuam in Ghana, West Africa. He has bad news. Peggy's elderly uncle, the king of Otuam, is dead. The caller also has good news for Peggy. She is the new king. Peggy is very surprised. Why is she the new king? She is not the king's only relative. There are many other relatives in the tribe in Otuam. Also, she is a woman. Traditionally, kings are men. Peggy's tribe has a special way to decide on a new king. The elders of the tribe meet and perform a ritual. They say the names of all the king's relatives and wait for a sign. When they say Peggy's name, they see a sign. At first, they don't believe it. They say her name two more times. They see the sign again both times. The answer is clear to the elders. Peggy is their new king. After three sleepless nights, Peggy accepts. She becomes the first female king of Otuam. King Nana Amwa Afeni VI, or King Peggy. Now Peggy has two lives. She still lives in the United States most of the year. She lives in a one-bedroom apartment. She goes out to eat in restaurants. She drives an old car. Peggy works in an office. She assists her coworkers with their work. Peggy travels to Ghana on her vacations. In Otuam, she stays in a palace with 8 bedrooms. Kings traditionally don't eat in restaurants, so she has a chef in the palace. She also has a driver to take her places. In Otuam, Peggy is in charge of the government. She decides how to spend the village's money. Peggy assists people in Otuam too. She helps the people of her tribe have a better life. In fact, her next plan is to build a high school in the village. In the United States, people call her Peggy. In Otuam, people call her Nana. Nana is a word of respect. It is for important people, and Peggy is very important in Otuam. She is royalty.